Well, good morning. It's such a privilege to be with you today.
大家早，今天能够与你们同在，非常的荣幸。
I have so enjoyed the beautiful music and time of worship that we've been listening to together today.
我非常高兴刚刚听到所有这么美好的诗歌，与大家一起来敬拜。
There's just something about worship that changes our focus from looking at the things around us and getting our eyes set on things above.
敬拜也能够帮助我们一件事情，就是我们可以从自己周围的环境当中转眼看到上头来的力量。
I want to thank Pastor Chen for inviting me to come this morning and to share with you this way.
我要感谢陈牧师邀请我今天早上来这边与大家分享信息。
And Beverly joins with me in giving greetings to all of you who are here today, letting you know how much we think about you and often pray for you.
我的妻子 Beverly 今天也跟我在一起，她要把她的问候也送给大家。我们常常想念你们，而且为你们祷告。
These are difficult times, even if we have not experienced the COVID virus ourselves.
即使我们现在个人没有受到疫情的感染的影响，现在仍然是一个非常艰困的时刻。
It's not just the virus, it's the racial unrest, it's the law and order issue before us, it's the coming election.
不单单是冠状病毒，我们之间的种族的动荡，还有现在就是法律跟秩序的分歧，以及即将来临的重大选举。对我们来说都好像是一个非常艰困的时刻。
And no matter what our age or circumstances, these really do feel like bad times for us.
不管我们的年龄或是我们的状况，现在这个时局对我们来说都是非常艰难的。
I have 12 grandchildren and 11 of them are returning to school.
我有12个孙儿女，其中11个将要回到学校，开学的时候。
It's hard for many of them because they're not sure what date they're going back. They're not even sure whether they're going to sit in a classroom or be online.
他们也觉得面临很大的挑战，他们不晓得什么时候可以开学回学校，而且不晓得什么时候又要回到网上去上课。
I have a daughter who's a teacher, and she's wondering what the next year with her students will look like.
我一个女儿是老师，她也在想说今年开学的时候，他的学生会是一个什么样的情况？
Beverly and I have 4 nephews who are all policemen, and we pray for them every day because we know these are turbulent, difficult times.
我跟我的妻子也有四个这个侄儿，他们都是警察，所以我们也经常为他们祷告，因为现在是一个非常动荡的时刻。
So the real question is, in times like these,How do we cope?
所以问题就是我们怎么应对像这样的一个时代呢？
In times like these, where do we turn?
那在这样的一个时刻，我们到底向什么去转向我们的盼望呢？
Jesus one day, seeing that many of those who followed him were turning away, said to his disciples, "What will you do?"
那有一次，耶稣对门徒说，当他看见很多人都离开他的时候。他对门徒说，那你们会怎么样呢？
And they responded to him this way.
然后他们就这样回答他。
To whom else would we turn?
我们可以转向谁呢？
And that's the question for us today. Where else can we turn but to God above and to the word that gives us hope?
那我们今天也要问自己这样一个问题，我们到底转向谁呢？让我们转向赐给我们盼望的上帝。
So I've asked Annie if she would read Psalm 27 to us because its words are so important for us during this time.
所以现在 Pastor Dale 要我读诗篇27篇，他说诗篇27篇的文字对我们现在这个时代来说是非常重要的。I will be reading Psalm 27, verse 1.耶和华是我的亮光，是我的拯救，我还怕谁呢？耶和华是我性命的保障，我还惧谁呢？那作恶的就是我的仇敌， 前来吃我肉的时候就半跌扑倒，虽有军兵安营攻击我，我的心也不害怕，虽然兴起刀兵攻击我，我必仍旧安稳。有一件事我曾求耶和华，我仍要寻求，就是一生一世住在耶和华的殿中，瞻仰他的荣美，在他的殿里求问。因为我遭遇患难，他必暗暗地保守我，在他亭子里把我藏在他帐幕的隐秘处，将我高举在磐石上。 Verse 6， 现在我得以昂首，高过四面的仇敌，我要在他的帐幕里欢然献祭，我要唱诗歌颂赞耶和华。耶和华呀，我用声音呼吁的时候，求你垂听，求你连续我，应允我。你说你们当寻求我的面，那时我心向你说，耶和华啊，你的面我正要寻求，不要向我掩面，不要发怒赶逐仆人，你向来是帮助我的。救我的神啊，不要丢弃我，也不要离弃我。我父母离弃我，耶和华必收留我。 Verse 11， 耶和华啊，求你将你的道指教我，因我仇敌的缘故，引导我走平坦的路。求你不要把我交给敌人遂其所愿，为妄作见证的和口吐凶言的起来攻击我。我若不幸在活人之地得见耶和华的恩惠，就早已丧胆了。要等候耶和华，当壮胆，坚固你的心。我再说，要等候耶和华。
Thank you, Annie. The Bible offers help and hope for all times and for all troubles.
圣经提供帮助跟希望给所有的时代和所有的麻烦。
How do I know that?
我怎么知道呢？
2 Corinthians chapter 1 verses 3 through 7 tell us that God is the God of comfort who comforts us in all of our troubles.
哥林多后书第一章第三节告诉我们，我们的上帝是一位
Second Peter chapter 1
每次安慰的上帝，他在任何的境况都安慰我们。
Second Peter 1 says that everything that we need for life and for godliness is found in the promises of God's word.
彼得后书第一章也告诉我们，我们人生所需要的有关生命以及金钱的事情呢，都在神的话语当中写下来。
And Hebrews chapter 4 verses 4 through 16 invites us to come boldly before the throne of grace to find help in time of trouble.
那希伯来书第四章第四到十六节就特别告诉我们，在我们遇到麻烦的时候呢，我们要来到施恩宝座前蒙恩惠得连续做随时的帮助。
So,If we believe that, there are two questions that I think are very important for us to understand.
那假如我们相信圣经的话，那么有两个事情我们就要去思考，让我们去明白。
And here's the first.
第一个是
Who is the God that is revealed to me in His Word? What is He like?
第一个就是圣经，就是神在他的话语中向我启示的上帝是谁？他是一个什么样子的神呢？
And the second question is, if I understand who God is as I read His word, how then should I respond to the tests and trials of my life?
那第二个问题就是，假如我相信圣经里所启示给我的上帝，那么我就在我的生活当中怎么回应这位上帝呢？
So let's look at that first question together and see how David helps us understand its answers.
所以让我们回到第一个问题，看看大卫怎么明白他的答案是什么。
Who is the God revealed to me in His Word?
圣经向我启示的上帝是谁呢？
Now I want to tell you something about the 27th Psalm that we believe is written by David.
我首先要跟大家解释，我们认为作者是大卫的诗篇二十七篇。
From the time Samuel the prophet anointed David to be king, until the time he actually became king was a period of time from 10 to 15 years.
从撒母耳高大卫做王到他后来真正登上这个王位期间经过了十年。
And most of that time, King Saul was chasing after David with his armies.
而在那十年之间，扫罗王跟他的军兵都一直在追赶大卫。
This psalm is written during that period of time when David is fearing for his life.
所以诗篇二十七篇就是在这样一个环境下大卫所写的，他那个时候惧怕他的性命被扫罗给夺去。
And looking at these verses, there are five things that I want to suggest to you that David says about the God that he serves.
那看了这些经文，我跟大家想要讲五件事情，就是大卫知道他所侍奉的神是什么样的一位神。
The first thing he said is that the Lord is my light and my salvation.
第一件他说的是，耶和华是我的亮光，是我的拯救。
What he's really saying is God is my shining light.
他的意思就是说上帝是他的照耀他的光。
The Bible says that God caused the light to shine in the darkness.
圣经告诉我们说神将他的光照在黑暗中。
And darkness sometimes feels like a hopeless and helpless place for us to be.
那当我们处在黑暗中的时候，我们觉得无助、无望。
When Jesus talks about being the light of the world in John chapter 8, this is what he says about himself.
当耶稣在约翰福音第八章说他自己是世界的光的时候，他是这么说的。
I am the light of the world.
我是世界的光。
Whoever follows me will not walk in darkness.
凡跟从我的就不在黑暗里走。
But he will have the light of life.
必要得着生命的光。
One of the things we understand about the function of light is it helps us to separate truth from error.
我们知道亮光的一个好处就是帮我们把正确的跟错误的分开。
The light of God's word exposes the devil's lies.
那么神话语的亮光也可以揭发撒旦的谎言。
The devil might be saying in a time like this, it's over for you because there's no hope for you.
那在我们面对困难的时候的时候，说不定魔鬼会来跟你说，哦，你一点希望都没有了，这就是你的结束了。
But the word of God says that hope is the sure anchor of the soul.
但是神的话语却告诉我们，这个盼望就是我们灵魂的锚。
And the Bible says later on in the 8th chapter of John, when it talks about Jesus being the light, that truth sets us free.
然后在约翰福音第八章，耶稣讲到他是生命之光，最后他说真理使我们可以得到自由。
So when we say that God is our shining light, we are saying that he is the one through his truth that allows us to walk in freedom.Even in the darkness of life.
所以当我们说上帝是我们的亮光的时候，他的意思就是，即使我们在黑暗当中，他能够使我们走在真理的光中，使我们得自由。
The second thing David says is not only God my shining light, but God is my salvation.
第二件，他不但是我们的亮光，他也是我们的拯救。
Now the word salvation really comes from a Hebrew word meaning a deliverance or rescue.
那拯救这个字在希伯来文的原意就是解救的意思。
What does God deliver us from?
那神从什么事情当中把我们解救出来呢？
The Bible says he delivers us from the fear of death and the power of sin.
圣经告诉我们，他解救我们从罪的惧怕当中以及罪恶当中出来。
Like the prodigal son, the Bible says he rescues us from being lost so that we can find our life anew in him.
就好像浪子的故事，他把我们从这个失丧的状况中解救出来，进入到光明当中。
When David was talking about salvation, he was talking about literal deliverance from the hand of the enemy.
所以当大卫说耶和华是我的拯救的时候，他很直接的说他拯救他脱离他的仇敌。
So to know that God is our salvation, not just our hope for the future, but our deliverance and strength for today is so necessary as we live through this season of life.
所以当我们谈到神的拯救的时候，不但是指的将来，也是现在。当我们遇见困难的境况当中，生命有些挑战的时候，他可以把我们从当中解救出来。
The third thing that David says, and this is found in verse 1 again, the Lord is the stronghold of my life.
大卫说的第三件事情也是在第一节当中，就是耶和华是我性命的保障。
Of whom shall I be afraid?
我还惧谁呢？
So the word stronghold is a very important word for us to understand.
保障这个是非常重要，我们需要明白它。
In 2 Corinthians chapter 10, Paul says that the truth of God is what breaks down the strongholds of our life.
那保罗在哥林多后书第十章说，真理就是使我们有这个保障。
One of the strongholds of our life could be fear, the fear of death, the fear of failure.
那真理可以击退我们对死亡、对失败的这个惧怕。
Another stronghold may be loneliness. We feel that nobody cares. We feel that we are on our own.
那另外一个我们惧怕的这个营垒哈，在哥林多后书第三用营垒这个字，就是我们这个惧怕将来没有盼望。
Maybe we're just wondering now. Maybe one of the strongholds is a question of doubt. Will I have enough money to survive until the end of my life?
那我们现在大家可能怕的一件事情就是说，我的钱够不够我用到我要死的时候呢？
So when Paul is saying that truth breaks down these strongholds, we understand who is the real, genuine stronghold for our lives.
所以当保罗说他神的真理可以击退各样的营垒的时候，他要我们知道我们真正的保障是什么。
He said, the Lord is my refuge. The Lord is my strength. The Lord is my stronghold.
所以他说耶和华是我的山寨，好，是我的避难所，是我的保障。
And Paul writes in another part of the scripture that no weapon formed against us can cause us harm or death.
另外他说没有任何的刀兵兴起来可以将我的生命击退。
And why is that?
为什么呢?
Greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world.
因为那住在我们里面的比那住在世界上的更大。
So remember what we're asking the question for, who is God revealed to me in his word?
所以当我们问圣经向我启示的上帝是谁呢？这个问题的时候
，He's my shining light. He's my salvation. He's the stronghold of my life.
所以他是我们的亮光，我们的拯救，也是我们性命的保障。
And number four, He is the source of my joy.
那第四，耶和华是我们喜乐的源头。
In verse 4, David says, "What I really want to do is to be in the presence of God." And gaze upon his beauty.
在第四节大卫说，我一生一世要住在耶和华的殿中，瞻仰他的荣美。
Now remember, when he's hiding from Saul, he's in a dark cave part of the time, and sometimes he's running for his life through the middle of a desert.
我们晓得大卫在逃避扫罗的追杀的时候，他很多时间是住在山洞里，或是在野外，有的时候是在沙漠当中。
And yet David says, he is my source of joy because I choose to gaze upon his beauty.
大卫说耶和华是我喜乐的源头，因为我选择瞻仰他的荣美。
And in the midst of his dilemma, he says in verse 6, I will sing and make melody in my heart. I will offer sacrifices with shouts of joy.
然后在第六节大卫说，现在我得以昂首高过四面的仇敌，我要在他的帐幕里欢然献祭，我要唱诗歌颂赞耶和华。
I think what David is doing is choosing joy.
所以我想大卫所做的就是选择要喜乐。
He writes about that in Psalm 118, verse 24, in this familiar verse.
在诗篇118篇有一节当中他也讲了这件事情。
This is the day of the Lord, I will rejoice and be glad in it.
他说这是主所造的一天，我要在其中欢喜快乐。
He didn't say that he felt joyful. He said, I am choosing to rejoice in what I know to be true about the God I trust today.
所以大卫不是说我感觉很喜乐，而是我选择要喜乐，因为我知道我所相信的是哪一位。
Well, a final thing that he says, and there are many others in this chapter, is God is my shepherd and he leads me.
那最后大卫讲的一件事情就是耶和华是他的牧人，是引领他的那一位。
One of the things that David talks about and Jesus reminds us of in talking about the shepherd is that the shepherd hears and knows our voice when we cry out to him.
大卫常常提到牧人这个形象，回应耶稣的话，他们说这个牧人知道羊是谁，他们的羊也听他的声音。
In verse 7, David says, I'm crying out to you, Lord, be gracious to me and answer me.
在第七节，耶和华呀，我用声音呼愿的时候，求你垂听，求你怜恤我，应允我。
He doesn't have to identify himself. God knows his voice.
他不需要跟神说他是谁，因为上帝知道他的声音。
So when I come to God, I don't have to say, do you remember me? I'm the fellow who lives in San Luis Obispo.
所以当我们来到神面前的时候，我们不需要跟神说，哦，神啊，我是谁？我住在圣路易斯奥斯堡。
God is my shepherd, and he hears and he knows my voice.
所以上帝是我们的牧人，他听我们，而且知道我们的声音。
In verse 11, David says, teach me your way, O Lord, and lead me.
在十一节大卫祷告说，耶和华，求你将你的道指教我，引导我。
A shepherd leads his sheep, and the Bible says, God leads us on his path through the knowledge of his word.
所以牧人会引导他的羊群，而圣经也告诉我们，上帝用他的话语来引导我们。
The writer of the book of Proverbs in chapter 3, 5, and 6 says, I am going to trust in the wisdom of the Lord, for I know He will direct my paths.
那在箴言第三章第五、第六节，箴言的作者说，要专心仰赖耶和华，他必引导我们的道路。
So one of the beautiful worship songs we sang this morning is, God will make a way for me.
那今天早上我们唱的诗歌之一就是他为我开道路。
This is what a shepherd does.
这就是牧人所做的事情。
So when David thought about who is God, this is what he knew.
所以当大卫思想上帝是谁呢的时候，这是他所知道的。
He's my shining light. He's my salvation.
他是我的亮光，他是我的拯救。
He's the stronghold of my life.
他是我性命的保障。
He's my source of joy.
他是我喜乐的泉源。
And he's the shepherd who leads me each and every day.
他也是每天引导我的牧人。
Does that make you smile to know that's true about the God that you serve?
当我们知道我们所信的神是这样一位的神的时候，你是不是会微笑呢？
It really leads us to the second question.
他就引导我们进入到第二个问题。
If this is the God that I know, how then should I walk each day knowing these truths about him?
假如这是我知道的认识的上帝，那么我每天在生活当中怎么回应这个真理所教给我关于上帝的事情。
And so there, I'm going to give very quickly these five things I hope that you will look at. And maybe this week, as you review this sermon, these things you remember about how you can walk each and every day.
所以我会很快的跟大家提五件事情，希望你能够根据这五件事情来思想我每天的生活当中 怎么来回应这一位上帝。
Here's the first one. Because I know who God is, my fears are calmed by resting in His strength.
第一个就是因为我知道我所信的上帝是谁，我的惧怕就因为安息在他的力量中而被抚平。
I don't have to be afraid.
我不必惧怕。
The Bible says in Hebrews chapter 13, verse 5, that He will never leave me nor forsake me.
圣经在希伯来书十三章第五节说，他不会丢弃我，也不会放下我。
Resting in His strength doesn't mean that we have an easy life.
那么安息在他的力量中，不表示我们会有一个舒适的生活。
Resting in His strength doesn't mean that all the problems around us will stay away from our home.
安息在他的力量当中，也不是说我们家中一切的事情都不会遭到外面的影响。
But because I know who God is and I know His power and presence,
而是因为我知道这个上帝是谁，我也知道他的同在与他的能力。
Every morning when I get up and watch the news, it makes me angry.
每天早上起来，我收看这个电视的新闻，我就怒气就起来了。
Sometimes it makes me fearful.
有的时候它使我害怕。
I'm wondering how long can our country stand such anger and such viciousness?
我就在想说，我们这个国家因为这些怒气，因为这些恶毒的事情，到底还能够站立多久？
But every morning when I read the word and pray, my fears are calm because I recognize the strength that God provides by trusting in Him.
然后当我读经跟祷告的时候，我就明白，因为相信这位上帝，我的惧怕就可以被他来抚平。
A second thing David says is this, because I know who God is, my enemies are conquered in recognition of God's sovereignty in my life.
那大卫说的第二件事情就是，因为我知道我所信仰的上帝是谁，我的仇敌就因为我认知上帝的主权而被征服。
David talks about evildoers and adversaries and an army encamped against him.
大卫在这篇诗里面提到这些作恶的人，还有在四围围绕他要攻击他的这些军兵。
In verse 3, he talks about those who are warring against him.
第三节他说，军兵安营攻击我，刀兵攻击我。
Sometimes the enemies that we face are not physical enemies.
但是有的时候我们面对的仇敌不是眼睛看得见的仇敌。
One of the enemies that we're experiencing is what I call the spirit of the world.
我们面对的一个仇敌，我把它称作为世界的这个灵啊。
We live in a time of unequaled hostility against God and against the church.
我们活在现在这个时代呢，对神、对教会都有一个非常不平等的这个敌意。
Many people are afraid to say what they believe because they're not certain how that will be responded, or even if it would be safe for them to speak the truth.
很多人不愿意公开的说他们的信仰，因为他们怕说出来之后不晓得会遭到什么样的一个反应或是一些后果。
And yet knowing that, the promise of God's word is that He will lift us up high over our enemies.
那即使我们知道会有这样的一个遭遇，但是神的话语告诉我们，神会使我们在仇敌当中被兴起来。
In verse 6, David says, And now my head shall be lifted up above my enemies all around me.
因为在第六节大卫说，现在我得以昂首高过四面的仇敌。
I think there's a secondary meaning to that, that is, I'm not going to look at my enemies around me, but I'm going to look unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of my faith.
我想在这边有一个次要的信息，就是大卫说，我不要理会在我四围的仇敌，而是要把眼目举高，望向那个为我信心创始成终的耶稣。
There's another thing that David says that we can do because we know who God is. David said, because I know who God is, my heart is comforted by responding in victory with shouts and songs of joy.
大卫说，因为我知道我所信的是谁，所以我的心因为以得胜的欢呼和喜乐的歌唱来回应，会得到安慰。
Someone has said we can't choose our circumstances, but we can choose how we respond to our circumstances.
有人说我们不能选择自己所处的环境，但是我们可以选择怎么回应这样的环境。
So how am I choosing to respond in the middle of these difficult times?
所以在这样困难的时刻，对我四周的环境，我怎么选择来回应呢？
One of the questions I've asked myself is, God, what would you have my ministry look like to those who are hurting around me?
我问上帝的一个问题就是，神啊，当我看到周围这些处境不好的人或是受伤的人的时候，你要我怎么去回应他们呢？
As I counsel and meet with clients as a counselor each week, I'm glad I can share with them the comfort and help that is found in coming to God with the needs of our life.
所以当我每周向那些来找我咨询的人谈话的时候，我经常给他们从神的话语给我们生命当中带来的安慰。If
you're like me, there's probably a lot of things that you have planned to do this summer that you're not able to do.
或许你们跟我一样，今年夏天准备要做很多事情，但是现在没有办法去做。
So we could respond by pouting or by being unhappy or even angry at God.
所以我们或许可以说抱怨啊，或是对神发脾气来回应。
But I'm rejoicing that I can be comforted by the certainty of God's promise and by the challenge of reaching out to others in need.
但是我因为知道神的应许，也知道要怎么样去帮助那些面对挑战的人。
Thank God for the comfort we have that brings us joy and gladness even in the midst of trouble.
所以我们要感谢神，即使在困难当中，在麻烦当中，我们也因为有欢呼、有喜乐而可以得到安慰。Here's
a fourth thing. Because I know who God is, my attitude is confident, not confused, in resolving to seek his face, no matter the circumstances.
那大卫的第四个态度就是说，因为他认识上帝是谁，所以他的态度是有信心的，不是困惑的。不论环境怎么样，都定义寻求神的面。You
can see that in David's response throughout these verses.
我们可以从这几节经文当中看到大卫的回应。
Several times he says, I am seeking the Lord.
有几次他说我在寻求神。
Some people, when they're going through hard times, they turn away from God instead of reaching out for him.
有些人在碰到困难的时候呢，他们不是转向神，而是远离神。
And notice what David says when we get to the end of this chapter.
在这篇诗的最后，我们看看大卫怎么说。
He says, I believe that I shall look upon the goodness of the Lord.
他说我相信我可以看到神的恩惠。
Notice what he says, not just in heaven, but in the land of the living. That means even today, I can see God's face.
在13节哈，他不单单是盼望将来在天堂可以看见神的恩惠，而是在活人之地得见耶和华的恩惠。
One of the best ways to do this is to read God's word every day because he reveals himself to us in his word.
所以我们每天能够读神的话语，让他的话语对我们来讲话，来启示，是最好的。
In verse 14, he says, not only am I seeking and believing I'll see God's face, he said, but I'm waiting for him.
然后在第14节，他不单单是寻求神，他也在等候神。
If you're like me, waiting could be the hardest part.
假如你像我的话呢，等候可能是最困难的一件事。
And really, waiting is the willingness to accept God's timetable.
等候就是愿意接受上帝的时间表。
Sometimes we want God to do things for us right now, but God says wait.
有的时候我们希望上帝立刻就为我们做一件事情，但是神是说你要等。
What God is really saying is, can you trust me now?
所以上帝问我们，你现在可以信任我吗？
Do you believe my promises today?
你相信我今天对你的应许吗？
His word says that he does everything beautiful in his time, not our time.
神的话告诉我们，他按各个时候成就他的美事，好，就是根据他的时间，不是根据我们的时间。
The final thing that I want to share just before we close today is that my outlook, because I believe in God, is changed by realizing there is safety and strength in waiting for him.
那我要提的第五件就是大卫因为知道他所信的是谁，所以他的前景因为明白等候神可以获得安全与力量而改变。
And the great verse that helps us with this is found in Isaiah chapter 40 verse 31.
那在以赛亚书第40章31节有一句很好的话可以帮助我们。
But they who wait for the Lord shall renew their strength.
那等候耶和华的必重新得力。
They shall mount up with wings like eagles.
他们必如鹰展翅上腾。
They shall run and not be weary.
他们奔跑却不困倦。
And they shall walk and not faint.
行走却不疲乏。
So when I say that my outlook is changed when I know who God is, it means first of all that I have a refocused vision.
所以当我们因为认识神，我们的前景会改变，是因为我们重新转移我们的专注点。
You remember when Peter was walking upon the water towards Jesus and the water got very turbulent, what happened?
你们记得当彼得朝着耶稣在水面上走去的时候，水开始波动的时候，发生了什么吗？
He took his eyes off of Jesus, and when he did, he began to sink.
他把他的眼睛转移了耶稣，当他这么做的时候呢，他就开始往下沉。
The renewed focus that we need is not to look at the circumstances around us, nor to let them define us.
当我们更新我们焦点的时候呢，就是不要把眼睛专注在我们四周范围的事情上面。
But to look to the promises of God's word.
而是朝向神在话语中对我们的应许来看。
And let those shape our attitudes and our mindset as we awaken to a new day.
让他的这些应许重新塑造我们的前景，我们的思想跟观念。
So waiting gives us refocused vision, but it also gives us renewed strength.
所以当我们等候神的时候，他重新调整我们的焦距，也重新调整我们的力量。
So as I'm waiting, I'm thinking about how I can trust God more.
所以当我等候神的时候，我就在想我可以怎么样更多的信靠他。
I'm asking myself, can I really?Believe that he's here, even if I don't feel him.
我问他，就是即使我不感觉他的同在，我是不是仍然相信他的同在呢？
Can I believe that he's in control of the world when it feels like the world is falling apart?
我在想，当世界好像支离破碎的时候，他还是掌管着全世界吗？
Can I believe that he really loves me and cares for me when the needs of my lifeContinue to grow in this time of hardship.
那在现在困难的时候，当我生活有越来越多的需要的时候，上帝仍然是满足我的需要吗？
I think what David is saying is, while I am waiting on the Lord, I am remembering who He is and reading what the Word says about Him.
所以当大卫说他等候神的时候，他仍然等候上帝要怎么对他说话，怎么样更去认识他。
If you read the Psalms, you'll see that often David is sad and hurting because of difficult circumstances.
当我们读诗篇的时候，我们可以看到，常常大卫因为他困难的情况而感觉忧伤，感觉无望。
But many times this is what he says, forget not God's benefits.
但是他常常回应说，不要忘记神的一切恩惠。
And then he'll give us a list of all the things that God has done for him throughout his life.
然后他列出在他一生当中神为他做的所有的事情。
And when we do that, it helps us renew our strength and our hope in him.
所以当我们能够这么做的时候呢，他就可以更新我们的力量以及在他里面的盼望。
So I think David in sharing this experience in a difficult time of his life is really challenging us to do the same.
所以当大卫在他困难的时候写了这篇诗，也挑战我们能够去思考这些问题。
When I'm asking you, what does your God look like? I'm really asking you, how big is your God?
所以当我问你所信的神到底是谁的时候，我也在问你，你所信的神到底有多大？
When I was a little boy growing up, we used to sing a song that was, He's got the whole world in His hands.
当我还小的时候，我们常唱的一首歌就是，他把整个世界握在他的手中。
He's got you and me, brother, in his hands.
他把你跟我弟兄们握在他的手中。
He's got you and me, sister, in his hand.
他把你跟我姐妹们握在他的手中。
The God that we serve is big enough to hold the whole world and even our individual lives in his loving care and provision.
我们所侍奉的上帝，他有能力，有宽广的这个大能，把全世界还是继续掌握在他的手中。
Is this the God that you know and experience?
这是你所认识而且服侍的经历的这位神吗？
And how are you responding to him during this COVID-19 season?
在这个冠状病毒蔓延的这段季节当中，我们怎么回应这位神呢？
One of the songs that we sang in worship this morning was In the Cross, Jesus Keep Me in the Cross.
今天我们崇拜唱的一首诗歌也是耶稣领我进十架。
The cross was the place in which God identified with our suffering and our sinfulness.
在十字架上，耶稣与我们的受苦以及我们的罪恶认同。
In that he provided for us the hope of our salvation.
也借着十字架，他提供了我们得救的盼望。
So each and every day we need to live in the cross of Jesus.
所以每一天我们要活在耶稣的十字架当中。
Even in the midst of bad times.
即使是在最不好的时刻。
Let's pray together, shall we?
让我们一起祷告。
Thank you, Father, that you are a God for every season of life.
天父，我们感谢你，你是每一个季节的上帝。
Thank you, God, that you are bigger than our problems.
也谢谢你大过我们的麻烦。
Thank you, God, that your strength is unlimited.
也感谢主，你的能力是不受限制的。
Thank you, God, that your love for us is steadfast and unconditional.
我们也感谢你，你对我们的爱是长存而且无条件的。
Thank you, God, for the word that you have given us that speaks truth to our life for today.
你感谢你，你的话语对我们今天仍然释放出真理。
In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
我们奉耶稣的名祷告，阿门。